Okay, today's daf Mem Hei. We're on daf Mem Hei on the top line, and today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family. Today's sponsored by the Daskal family. Le'il Nishmas Yentel Basra of Shraga Shmuel, whose yahrzeit is today. Shabbos Shalom and Aliyah. Amr of Yehuda. Amar Rav. If you just have the name of Rav, Nikva Kinafa Mitzdarfim Laruba. If the hole is only punctured like a sieve, meaning it's not punctured a lot, but it's punctured many different holes, like a sieve. And all those little holes add up to the size of Rav. Rashi says, Ilho Yikul Mechubar Rin Yachad Havi Ruben Nifzak. If they'd all be connected, all the little holes would be connected, it would be the size of the rove, and it would be treif. What are we talking about? We're talking about the grog gargaris. What's the gargaris? What does it say in English? The trachea we're talking about? So if it's all, you understand what's going on? It's little holes adding up, each hole's in set. Okay, it's still a treifa. Masav of Yirmiya. Ubagolgoles, 1 second. When it comes to a head, now we're not talking about a treif here, we're talking about tumah. So a head is metame. If you're in the same room with a skull, it's metame. What if it's half a skull? It's not metame, it's not a skull. How much of the skull could be missing and then already the tumah went away? So ubagolgoles, sheyesh bo neked echad oruch, afilu yesh bo nekavim harbe, mitzdarfim lamale mekadeach. Mal mekadeach means the size of a drill hole. So you have a lot of little holes in a skull, and they add up to the size of a drill hole. That combines, right? And then that means the tumor will go away, because it's not considered a skull anymore. Rashi says in the bottom, last wide line, legabe olamet tanya bahi the kama chisarim b'shedra. How much has to be missing from the shedra? Katani sefa. So it says ubagolgoles. How much has to be missing by the Golgolas, not to become Tommy anymore. It's not called a skull. It's only a partial skull. Kedeshirito menachai viyamos. If you take it away from a live person, the person will die. How much is that? Havi chizaron. V'lo metame. Doesn't metame. V'mina v'b'choros. Kame yito noto menachai viyamos. How much is that? Kamale mekadeach shal rofim. The size of a drill of a rofe. Why does a rofe have a drill? I don't know. What is a rofe doing with a drill? Okay, b'tani Allah, dim yesh bo nekev echad aruch. If you have one long hole, she'ain ogul, it's not circular. Rowan also im yitnu argo ligulo. If I would turn this into a circular hole, havi kamali mekadech, havi chizaron. It would be the size of the drill hole. It's a chizaron. Or afilu yesh bo nekav kitanim harbe. Or a lot of little holes, kulam et starfim lamol mekadeach. They all combine to the size of the same halacha.
Yes, what run around circles and said the same thing.
Right, so it's not. So 1 second, Alma, what do you see? Kiva de shiure mol mekadeach. Since the shear is a mol mekadeach, the size of a drill hole, lamol mekadeach et starfim. They combine to the size of a drill hole.
They combine the size of a pinhole.
Not a pinhole, a drill hole. It's bigger than a pinhole. The point is, all the little holes combine.
Right.
So what did we say?
So you said if they're combined...
And we started off by saying that all the little holes of the...
Can be combined. Combined. Make one big hole.
And to make a combine for what's this year? Rove. So we started off.
Okay, all right.
Hachanami. Kiva de shiure ki'isser. Since the size is like a coin... The mitzdarf to the size of a coin. You said the mitzdarf rove. It's not true. It's not rove. The shear is the size of a coin. What's going on? So ishtamti say, ha, the amar of, he forgot. Ha, the amar of chelba, amar of chan, bar guria, amar rav, nikavim, sheyesh ben chisaron. If a nekev has a chisaron, mitzdarf in lika iser, then the size is an iser. In other words, what does it mean? So it's a cartilage, right? It's a pipe, a wind pipe, a food pipe, whatever it is, a pipe. You can have two kinds of holes. You can have a hole that doesn't go through,
right?
Or a hole that does go through.
Correct.
If the hole doesn't go through, it's a surface hole,
right? a problem, right?
No, it's not a problem, then the shear is rov.
Right.
If it goes through, and actually a piece of the card is missing, then the shear is an isser.
Right.
That's the answer.
You
can have a hole, but it doesn't go through. So it's a surface hole. That is not such a terrible shefa. So for that, you have to have a rove, of the rove has to be like that. If the rove is like that, it's taka trefa. But if it goes through the hole, then the isser is enough. Make sense?
Yeah.
There are some things that you can't have a surface hole. For example, a balloon.
No.
You have a surface hole that pops. You can't have such a thing. But in the body, you can. Right? In a tablecloth, you could have. You have a little hole. It didn't go through, but it's a surface hole. So if it's a surface hole, it's a bigger shear. The shear is a rove. If it's the hole goes through, then the shear is an isser. If it doesn't go through, so there's only a surface hole, mitzdarf in laruba, it's mitzdarf to rove. That answers the problem. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Yishuv ben Levi, nitla haymena ritzua. If a ritzua means a strip. So now, if a strip of the hole, if a strip of the pipe of this windpipe is missing, so mitzdarf in lekisser, it'll add up to the share of an isser. Same thing. Right? Even though it's not circular. That's the chiddush. I don't know why that would make a difference, but...
Any difference if you're missing a chunk out of it?
What do you mean?
Strips of it, or a chunk out of it, it's the same thing.
Exactly. So you're saying it's the same thing. So, boy, my name, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmanim, Rishu ben Levi, nikva kinafa mahu. What if it's punctured like the size of, like a sieve? Meaning, a lot of little holes.
We said that before.
Correct. Amru le, hari amru. We said already. Nekavim sheyesh behem ki is chesaron. If they're actually going through, it ki iser. Then the shear is an iser. V'she'ein ben chesaron. And if it doesn't go through, it's just a surface hole. Then it's darfen l'ruba. Now, ba'ofamai, what about a bird? What's the story with a bird? So, Amar Vitra bar Nachmeni, l'didi mefarshli m'neder b'lazar. He told me like this. What you do is, mikaflo. You fold over the hole.
By a bird.
Umenichal piakana. And you put that fold over on the top of the esophagus. Imcho betrov akana trefa. V'imlaf ksheira. If the hole can cover the entire opening of the esophagus.
If it's flat that you just
correct.
Made.
Then it's a trefa. And if not, it is okay. Amar papa v'simanach nafya. And the simon is a nafya. What's nafya? What? Nafya is a sieve. Nifchita kedeles. What if the hole is like a hanging chad, like a door, like it's swinging back and forth. It's not missing, but it's cut on three sides, right? Like a saloon door,
it opens.
Right?
Hanging chad
better. So Amar of Nachman. If an Isser can fit in there. Can an Isser fit in there? If an Isser could fit in there, then it's big enough. Rashi says, so the first wide line all the way to the bottom. The sheer gadol hu zemik Isser. It's a bigger share than an Isser. Why? Because the Isser has to fit in here. So I need more room for it to fit. So it's bigger than an Isser. Right? The hacha b'ina nichnas v'yotze. Here I need nichnas v'yotze. It has to fit in and out. It's a bigger share than an Isser. So it's slightly bigger. Mishum de ein kan chisaron. There's nothing really missing. Every piece of the cartilage is missing. It's just cut like the shape of a C. So, v'adela sozim es hanekev. And the fact that it's a door covers the hole. So how big is the shear? Has to fit an isser in there, so it's a little bigger. Nistika, what if it's split? Right? Meaning it's split. So, Amar Rav, afilu. So, in other words, imagine. So what is we talking about? We're talking about a pipe. Right. It's a windpipe. So what if it's split down the middle?
I don't get it. Which one? What do you mean?
Here's a picture like this. Like this, you see?
Not along the length of it, right?
Right.
You have a picture there.
What's the diameter?
Yeah, exactly. So Amar Rav, afilu l'mishtayar bo elachul ya'achas l'mayla v'chul achas l'mayla t'kshera. Even if there's only one ring in the north and one ring in the south of this organ, it's good. I'm not 100% sure what that means.
Doesn't that mean that it's cut off?
Yeah, what does that mean exactly?
No, it's
It seems to mean that it's still attached.
It says longitudinal.
What does longitudinal mean?
Lengthwise.
Lengthwise cut?
Yes, yes.
The picture shows the other way.
The picture shows the other way.
The picture shows the other way.
Show anything.
What are you talking about?
That's the same picture.
So we're talking about longitudinal. Fine, lengthwise. Lengthwise, he's saying.
That makes more sense.
Fine, so as long as you have one on top and one on the bottom, it's good. What's Rav talking about? So, even if a mashu on top, mashu on bottom, here, I think you need a mashu on top and a mashu on bottom, it's kosher. I'm rukame Rav Yochanan, Mishnei Rav Yochanan, Haki Amar Lehu, Yadin and Chavroi and Bavloi, Lefusha Kiyat Taima. They explained it very good. The Babylonians explained it very good. Okay. Good? Good.
Enough.
Tanya, Rebchir Bar Yosef, Kamei Rav Yochanan. Kol Tzavar Tkulo, Kosher L'Shchita. The whole neck is kosher for Shchita. The whole neck? Mitabas Gedola, from the Tabas Gedola, whatever that is, the very top, Ad Kanfei Riyah Tachtona, until already going into the lungs. It's all kosher. Where exactly did he go into the lungs? We're going to talk about it on Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Tachtona, Shehui, Elyona. The bottom, which is really the top, which Rashi explains, what that means is, when you're looking at the side view of an animal. So the neck is over here. I'm looking at an animal. So the neck is over here, and then it goes down, and then at some point the lungs begin. If you hang the animal upside down, then the bottom became the top.
Right.
That's all he's saying. Shani Omer, because I say, Kol Sheh Poshetes Tzavara V'roe, as long as the animal stretches forth its neck, you're going to get more area where you can check the animal. Because it's stretching forth. Ubelvad Shalo to Anais. As long as they don't force it. As long as they don't force that stretching.
That was bringing advice?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
That's what they do.
They don't stretch the neck, though. They only put in a device, so it doesn't move. They don't stretch it. So, boy, Reb Chanina, Vitam Reb Chanina, Ansa Atzma Mau, what if the animal forced itself? It stretched itself? You didn't force it, but it did it by itself? So, Teku, okay, we don't have an answer to that question. Teku. Yosef Rav Yochanan, Rav Shua ben Levi. Rav Shua ben Lakish. Rav Yochanan and Rav Shua ben Lakish were sitting around. Nafik Milsa mi ben Ayu. The following memra came out from their discussion. Where am I? Onas b'simanim, if you forced the simanim, v'shachat, psula, and you shecht it, it's no good. Nikev hakana lamata min hachazeh, if there was a hole in the kana underneath the chazeh, what's the chazeh? The shok, right? No, the chazeh is the stomach. What?
The breast.
Nidon kiriya. It's considered like it's treated like the lungs, and it's a trefa. Tana Rabbanan, Ezu Chazeh, what is the stomach that you give to a kohen? What is that? Ze haroet hakarka lamata adatavar. It's under the underside of the animal that if this were a live thing, it could see the ground. In other words, it's facing the ground.
So it's not giving all four parts.
Correct. Adatavar till the neck. Lamaila, above, arakeres, till the stomach, going up to the stomach. Chotech state flows, you cut two sides, mishtei defanos, from two halves, elech ve'elech, this side and this side, ze chazeh, anything lekahanim. That's the chazeh that's given to the kahanim. Okay. I don't have anything to say. Nikev krum shel moach. If the membrane surrounding the brain got a hole in it, it's a trefa. Rav Ushmul Dami Tavayu, they both said, Karma Ila'a, the outer membrane. Okay? Af Agaf Tlo Inkev Tata, even if the inner membrane is not punctured. Okay? Whatever that means. Vamrile Adin Kev Tata. No, both have to be punctured. Puncture has to go through, I guess it's two membranes, has to go through both. Amar b'shmul bar nachmeni, v'simanach, and the simon is, chaisa, a sack, demetanach be mocha, that's protecting the brain. The whole sack has to have a puncture, not just half of it. This membrane has to go through the whole thing.
If you happen to check, correct?
Correct. So we're going to learn, we're going to learn tomorrow, it's tomorrow's daf, we don't check anything, except for the lungs. That's tomorrow's
day.
If you check. We don't check only because of Rove.
Right. So we're just listing this just in case.
These are the trafers. These are them.
Right.
But they don't have to check.
So you probably wouldn't, the average person wouldn't encounter these problems if you're not looking for it, obviously.
Right, so did they check ever? I don't know. Did they ever check? Or they just always relied on Rove? Right? Did they ever have a reason to check? That's I don't know the answer to that question. Rashi tomorrow, the very long Rashi, we're going to try to read the whole thing, where he says, I went to my Rebbe, I showed him this. It's very fascinating, Rashi. You know? And my Rebbe said, don't bring that again, it's fine. It's very interesting, Rashi. It's very long. Because he goes through the whole story. You know? I don't know, maybe they were just doing it for exercises. You have to know, someone has to know it. Right? Someone has to know it. You don't have to check, but if it does come up, you have to know the answer, right? So they have to know it.
Unless you present it with a cow that has like a raised, you see some kind of injury to it.
But how would they know that?
No, you see the cow has something on the head.
Oh, okay, so that might be a red flag. Right. So you have a red flag, a different story.
Right, right.
So every cow is a red flag when it comes to the lungs. Which is why they check that.
I still don't get that.
Why?
Because otherwise the cows would be dying when it's walking around and they don't.
So on the first day of the perek, I didn't give it. I don't remember. There's a whole machlokas about this living 12 months. We have this conventional wisdom. Oh, if it doesn't live 12 months, it's a trefa.
Right.
And if it does live 12 months, it's a machlokas about that. It's not so clear. It's very complicated, you know?
Why?
What?
Why?
Because Rashi said that day, that I remember read that Rashi, these simanim have no tam.
Correct.
There's no tam to them.
That makes sense.
There's no tam. Some of them are fatal. Some of them are not fatal.
Yeah.
There's no tam. That makes more sense, no?
Yeah. Drowning animals, if you leave them, they die at old age.
Correct. It's just like people.
Exactly.
Just like people, right? That's how Hashem made the world.
Exactly.
And that's why.
But that's not what we hold.
No, I agree with you. Not only that. That's why also this entire thing of glut and glut for me makes no sense. Why does that have to be glut?
It was a kuvai supper. A meal march.
Okay.
Was a coup.
Oh my God.
Oh man. I wasn't here, right? Jeez.
So gee, you make comments like that about
something. Gee whiz.
I'm a Rabbi Rav Chan, I'm a Shua ben Levi. Kinegdo bebeitim nikar. Just like by the testicles, that apparently there's two membranes. Apparently.
Apparently.
Okay. Apparently. Same type of thing. What? So same type of thing, just like the brain, just like that also, fine. Amar Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, B'shem Bar Kapara. Moach, the brain, Kol Ma'asheh B'Kedera, Yidon K'moach. I guess whatever's in that, Kedera means a plate, doesn't mean that.
Cranium
is considered the brain.
Right.
Hitzchel Limshoch, once you start to leave that brain, Nidon K'chol HaShedra, it becomes the spine.
Right.
And the spine has different criteria, right? Umehechad maschil limshoch. Where does it begin? Where does the brain end and the spine begin? Amar Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, l'didim afarshli meneder of Yeshua ben Levi. He told me, kimin shnei polin, like the two beans. They have a picture of it. Apparently, there's like two bean-shaped structures. Yeah, yesh munachin al pi akedera. They're right at the entrance of the cranium. That once you go there, there's no more brain. Now you're in the shedra. Menapolin vilifnim kilifnim. These.
What the brains then?
No.
They look like beans. From the beans and inward is still the brain. Menapolin vilachutz kilachutz, and from outside is considered outside. Upolin atzman eni yodea. What about these beans themselves?
Yeah.
I don't know. He said he didn't know. Umistama kilifnim. Mistama, this is still part of the brain. Rabbi Yirmiya badak ba'ofa. Rabbi Yirmiya checked on the bird. Vishdak vishgach bekimin shnei polin. Munachat al piyakadera. And he found those two things were part of the cranium. Okay, fine. Next. Nikev haliv. Lebeit chalolo. If there's a puncture in the heart in one of the chambers. So by Rabbi Zera. Lebeit chalolo katol. Lebeit chalolo gadol. Which chamber? A big chamber or a small chamber? So he said, Amalei Abaya, Maiti Bayala. What kind of question is that? Milo Tanan, didn't we learn, Shirin Omer, Achatinakiv, Lebeit Hasimponos, that when it comes to the lungs, there has to be a puncture in the bronchial, in the bronchi. The Omer Rav Bar Tachlafta, Batachlifa, Omer of Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Achatinakiv, Lusimponagadal, the big one. So just like by the lungs, it's the big one, so too over here, by the heart, it's the big one. Hachiyashta, how could you compare? Kin, they make him, Hasim over there, Lebeit Hasimponos Ketani. It said to the bronchi, Lehecha, Deshavchi, Simponos, Kulu, where all the little bronchi flow into the big one. Hacha, but over here, Lebeit Chalalo Ketani. It says chamber. Mali, Gadol, Mali, Kat, Mali, Chalal, Gadol, Mali, Chalal, Katan. What's the difference, a big one or a small one? I guess the heart has different sized chambers. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Kana Halev, what, but I think this is the aorta. What we call the aorta, the main one, the big one. Rav Amar Mashu, Rav says a Mashu over there. Shmuel Amar Beruba, Shmuel says Rove. Hai Niyu Kana Halev, what is this Kana Halev? What is that? It's Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav. Chelev Shalgabe Defanos, the fat on the flanks. So I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Hmm? What? We're talking about the heart.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? If there's a puncture in the...
Oh,
it's encased in what? So there's a puncture there, right? So defanos lagadadach, you're talking about the encasing, what it's surrounded by? Ella shagabe dofne ria. It's on the same thing with the lungs.
The walls of the lungs.
The walls of the lungs. So it's the walls of the lungs, it's the walls of the heart. Is that what he's saying? Okay. Amar meimar mishmeder of Nachman, plosak kanihavi. I guess there are three main arteries. Vessels. Chad parish liba, one exits the heart. Chad parish liria, one exits the lungs. And chad parish lakavza, and one exits the kidneys. Kavza's liver, I'm sorry. Diria, what? Diria kiria, the size of the main artery, the shear, is the same size as the rest of the lungs. The kavda kikavda, the liver is the same size as the liver, is the size of the vessel leaving the liver, and the liba pligi by the leaves is the machlokas, right? Marbar, that was the machlokas. One said mashu, one said rov. Fine. Marbar uchiyah masni ibcha. He said no, just the opposite. Diriya, the size of the vessel exiting the lungs is kikabda. It's the size of what would aser the liver. Kikabda kiriya, the vessel exiting the liver would be the size of the lungs, and the liba, the pligi, they're arguing on the lave. So Azov Chir by Yosef, I'm listening, Amr Shmaitza, Kimidra Vishmuel, Amale, Iyachi, Amr Abba, if he said that, Lo Yadana, Jefferson Volklum, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Between the lung like the liver, and the liver like the lung.
Rav and Shmuel, we hold like Shmuel.
Wow.
No. I mean like Rav.
We hold like Rav and Isurim. So Lechor, we hold like Rav. Lechorah.
And he's saying Mashahu.
Right.
Which would make sense.
Which would make sense. Because this is a fatal thing. Right?
He's saying that about his father.
Well, that's
the no, Rav. That's what he called Rav.
He did that a couple weeks ago.
No.
Oh, Rav.
If that's what Rav said, that's what he's talking about.
He's now,
what?
I can never see that.
Maybe you want to say, whoever said that over didn't know what he was talking about.
Right.
Maybe Rav never said that. They heard it wrong. You can give some answer like that.
I would imagine that's what he had.
Nishba HaShedra. Then we said if the Shedra was broken. It's one of the simanim is trefa if it's the shedra is broken. Tan Rabbanan, chud hashedra, it's the spinal column. Shenifsak, it got broken. Berubo, has to be rove of the shedra, which is a long thing. An animal could be 6-7 feet long, no? 5 feet long? So you have to have rove of that. Divrei Rebbe. Rakav Omer.
You measure that rove from the leg?
Yeah. How long is the shedra? And the rove of it has to be broken. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, no, I feel a nikev, even a tiny hole. It's a massive difference of machlokas.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference. Her Rabbi Kribi Yaakov, Rabbi changed his mind and agreed with Rabbi Yaakov. So what he said initially, he said, you know, you're right, it's even a one hole. Amar Rav Huna, ain't a lachak Rabbi Yaakov. We don't hold like that. Fakama Rubo, how much is Rove? Amar Rav, Rav Amar, Rove Oro. Rove of the Or. What does the Or mean? Doesn't mean to hide. Rashi says, Im Nichdach Rove Hekif Oro. The surrounding, whatever that's called, what is that called?
Meninges.
Afal pi, even though shahamoach, the moach means the liquid inside.
The spinal fluid.
The spinal fluid, lo nifrad kulam, klum. Nothing's been tampered over there.
It's intact, the spinal
fluid. It's intact, but trefa, it's still a trefa. Bamule rov mocho. No, the rove of the spinal fluid is, I guess, missing, right? The kim and the nifzak for nifrad hamoach mibifnim afagasha ol kulokayim. Somehow, how could the spinal fluid leave, and there's no puncture?
It's spinal cord.
The moach means the cord.
Yeah, nerve tissue.
Tissue. Okay. How could that be a problem if the outer layer is not a problem? How could that be? Yeah, medically, how could that be? How could the inner? Anybody disease? Ah, samanda am a rov mocho. If you hold rov of the tissue inside, kol shkein rov oro, then certainly the outer layer is also damaged. How'd the inner tissue get damaged if the outer layer is not damaged? Impossible. I guess it could be disease, but that's even so rare. Lamanda am a rov oro, but if you hold just the outer layer, right? Rov mocho mai. What about the tissue inside? So tashma, dama nivli, some of chacham said, am a vhunab. Rov Shamru, Rov Oro. We said no, Rov Oro, the Rove of the outer layer. Moach, Zeh, the inner tissue, Lamal of Lamarit. That doesn't make a difference what happens over there. It doesn't make a difference. I only care about the outer layer. Rav Nassim Bar Oven, Haviyasid Kameh Derav, he was sitting over there. Badak, Berov Oro. They checked the outer layer. Vikal Badak, Berov Mocho. And they also checked the tissue. Amalei, Im Rov Oro Kayim, Moach Zeh. In a mile of a little more, you don't have to check the tissue, right? Not necessary to check. Okay.
They did check. Yeah, they checked
it. No, so the only if they so first of all, there could have been a red flag. That's first of all. Second of all, someone has to know the halacha, so someone has to check sometimes.
Right.
That's what, someone has to check. Someone has to know it. On a typical day, on a typical slaughterhouse, do they check? No, they don't check. Why? Rove. Once in a while, someone has to check. Someone has to know it, right? Okay. I'm a Rabbi Bar Bar Chan, I'm a Rishu Ben Levi.
Can you imagine how expensive the meat would be if they had to check every...
Yeah, it would be very expensive. Okay. As it is, what, four times the price of non-kosher meat, right?
I get it.
Right, you won't get to Costco, see what the trade meat costs, see what the kosher meat costs. It's a big difference. They don't check anything. They don't have any rules. They don't have any rules. They only have rules from the government.
USDA's got to put a stamp on it.
Yeah, exactly. So they have some minimal standards of cleanliness. Okay, fine. It's very good. Excellent. But it's still very cheap. Nismarech, if it got liquefied, puzzle. Nismasmes, if it got soft, puzzle, it's puzzle. What got soft? The spinal tissue? Ezu amarache, what does that mean? What does it mean it got liquid? Ezu hamismasma, it got soft, what does that mean? Hamarache, called shenishpach kiketone. It could pour out like a jug. Is that even humanly possible for the tissue to happen? No.
You wouldn't be alive.
And nishmasmech, called shenishpach, it can't stand. The animal can't stand.
The spinal cord can't stand.
Rashi says, nishmasa tolol. It became so clear. It's not on that level. Okay. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, any ochel lamod nekveh domai. What if it can't stand in its spot because it's so heavy? And that take of that we don't know. Be Rav Omri nismasmes puzzle. If it's nismasmes, it's puzzle. Nismasmes. Nismazmeis means it lost its material. Yeah. And Nismazmeis means, what does Nismazmeis mean?
One is if it's softened, and the second one is
lost its material. Yeah. So that's kosher, it's kosher. Meisvei, Roshim et Elazar Omer, Emeshen Nismazmeis, Moche, Trefa. If it happened, if it lost its material, it's a trefa. Hahi, Nismazmeis et Mar. No, he meant to say Nismazmeis, not that other one. Ain't he? Is that true? For Levi have a Yosva Bay Masusa. Levi was in the bathhouse. Chaziel Hugava, there was a guy. The Tarye Lereshe, he banged his head. Omar, and he said, Nismazmeis Mocha Didon. His brain is Mismazmeis, which means it's losing, his brain's coming out of that hole. Lav Delochaya, he didn't he mean to say that he's not going to live? And therefore you see that Nismazmeis is a trefa. Omar by a low. Lomar she'ena molid. What he meant to say was he's no longer going to be able to have children. How could that be? So Rashi says an amazing thing. Told us ha'ish min ha'malach iba. Is this medically true? The ability to have children comes from the brain. How so? She'gid ha'nasha shel yerech. The gid ha'nasha of the thigh, which is where you father children from. The gid hagvia and the gid of the male organ, kulu mechubarin lechur hashedra, are all connected to the spine. Shehu mispatzel v'yotze mitachas hashedra v'nasa gid etzel yerchayim v'nechas latocho, and it spreads out and goes into the gid anasha and goes into the male organ and it comes from the brain. So therefore, Levi told him this guy can't have children anymore. Got damaged over there. The damage is going to flow into his gid anasha, into his organ. Is that true?
They can have.
It makes sense, by the way. I once heard a pshat that Yaakov Avinu was hit in the gid anasha. It was a chet because he married two sisters. Even though he was supposed to do it, it was still
something.
The Torah wasn't given. All these excuses. It still wasn't the right thing to do. And
but he was healed.
Fine. So it wasn't the wrong thing to do. Wasn't the right thing to do. So the point is, and that's why we can't easily get an usher. That makes sense according to this, that it was connected to the fact that it had to do with reproduction.
They're connected to the spinal cord, not connected to each other.
I know. Rashi's sticking to get an usher here. Right? Okay. Anyway, Ad Hechon Chur HaShedra, how far down does the Chur HaShedra go? At some point, the spine branches off, it ends. Yeah. The back of the animal, there's no spine anymore. So, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ad Bein HaParshos, until the Parshos. What are the Parshos?
Branches.
Rav Dina Bar Yitzchak Havi, I think it means the branches of the
legs.
Of the legs, yeah? There's a picture of it in the art school I saw. Rav Dina Bar Yitzchak Havi Kaboy Lemezal Lebei Chuzoy. They were going to Bei Chuzoy. Also, Lekameh De Rebbe Yehuda Amalei Lechavi Leimar Bein Parshas Hecha. Show me where is it between. Where is this in between the parshas? Amalei Vil Aisli Gedi. So go bring me a goat. I'll show you. Achvilach. I'll show you. Aisli Gedi. They brought a goat. Shmena. It was a very fat goat. Amalei. No, it's too swallowed up here by the fat. I can't show you. So, Aithili Kahush, they brought a skinny goat. Amalei, Bleiton Tvei Veloyadi. It's too skinny, I can't show you. Amalei, Agmuch Gemara. But I'll tell you what the tradition is. I can't show you, but I'll tell you what the halach is. Right? Like, how do you know the sky is blue? Because there's a pasuk that said so. Right? Now you can go look and see. No, I'll show you from a pasuk. I'll show you from a memra that is true. Hachi Amar Shmuel, Ad Achas Trefa, the first one, Bein HaParshas. It's some kind of, what part of the body is this? It's some kind of,
it's a hind quarter.
So it's some kind of membrane, not a membrane, a vessel, and it branches off into smaller vessels. So till the first one, that's for sure a Trefa. Shlish is Kshera. The third one already is for sure kosher. Sheni, meaning if there's something wrong with it. Shnia, the middle one, I don't know. Second one, I don't know. So we'll stop here. We'll stop here because it's another topic about Ad Bechlal. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah.